So to start, we're going to talk about the preliminary issues that you need to talk to your client about, one of which is, do they need to file a bankruptcy? I see an increasing number of clients who have all their debt is past the statute of limitations. And I had one just recently where a guy came in because he got sued on a credit card that was and he came in August. And he got sued on this, and it's one of the lawyers I deal with all the time, so I emailed him a copy of the page from his credit report, and I kept talking to the client, and then I called the lawyer and said, did you get my email? And he said something impolite, and I said, what are you going to do? And he said, I'll dismiss it tomorrow. So I told the client, potential client, okay, he's going to dismiss it tomorrow. And it's like, how is that possible? And it's, but it's clearly past limitations. But I go through and I ask him, well, when did you default on all this stuff? And he said, you know, it was like 7 years ago at Christmas because some event happened. And seriously, all of his debt was going to drop off his credit report between Thanksgiving and Christmas of this year. So he was going to file a bankruptcy for debt that all of the limitations period had run.
So you can, you know, I know a lot of people use credit reports now to build their schedule, you know, D, E, and F to get everybody listed. But I think what Michael's telling you is you can use it for more than that. Look deeper at it because it can tell you things that maybe cause you to look at the whole idea of whether you file the case in the first place. What has the debtor been doing?
And typically on your credit report, it's going to say last payment made. And so this is what the creditor is reporting to the world. So how can the creditor come back and say, oh, no, that's not right?